So one very interesting proposition, if X is a disconnected algebraic set with X equals X1 union X2 as a union of disjoint closed proper subsets. So it is disconnected, and by definition it means there exists X1 and X2 disjoint union is X, and X1 and X2 closed proper subsets. The conclusion is that then OX equals OX1 product OX2. So this is telling us that if you look at the coordinate ring of a fine scheme, then if it is a product, then we could trace back, to write it as disjoint union of two proper closed, and so it is disconnected. Right, as related with that fact. And why this is true, Chinese remainder theorem. If for ring R, you could find two ideal, J1, J2, their summation is the whole ring, their intersection is zero, then this ring R could be written as R quotient J1 product R quotient J2. That's the point. And then if X1 union X2 is X, then their corresponding ideal is Ix1 and Ix2. Recall Ix1 intersection with Ix2 is I, parenthesis X1 union X2, and so it is Ix. Ix is zero. Secondly, what is Ix1 intersection with Ix? Intersection with X2. Those points, those functions vanishing on intersection of X1 and X2. So this is the very big function. There are lots more functions, so it's the addition of Ix1 with Ix2. And actually, you could even take a radical. Actually, yeah, the strong sentences tells us, yes, I of V of J is the new radical of J. Anyway, and then this is I of the empty set. This is the whole ring OX. This is telling you Ix1 plus Ix2 is the whole ring. Small exercise for you to think about why we take the new radical here. So this is still in the classical algebraic geometry setting, right? We're talking about algebraic set. Algebraic set is a subspace of the affine. I'll call it a fine line. Actually, it's a fine space. Yeah, yeah. So we're talking about the regular functions, regular functions. So not yet introduced scheme here, but already we could define what is regular function. And we have the result that if your algebraic set as a topological space is totally disconnected, it's not connected. So written as a union of two disjoint closed X1, X2, then the conclusion is that the OX is the product of OX1 with OX2. And very related, closely related to this fact is that if you have a non-empty algebraic set X that is irreducible, then effectively if its regular function OX is an integral domain. So this corresponds to the fact of a fine scheme spec A, and when A is an integral domain, effectively if this scheme is integral there means firstly reduced at all the points, right? Secondly, irreducible. Yeah, that's the definition for a fine scheme. So my question here is actually, if you look at back at the classical case, this OX being integral domain, not only telling you it's irreducible, but also telling you the local ring is reduced. But that's true. But conversely, why that's true? Only using this algebraic set irreducible, could you already conclude OX is integral domain? Shouldn't you already always? Should you also add the fact that corresponding to affine scheme case, a point is this affine scheme is reduced at any point, which means the local ring at any point small x it is a reduced ring, which means there is all nilpotent elements are zero. Yeah, that's a question put.